This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
That episode would be wild.
Yo, hey.
All right, you guys ready, though?
I'm ready.
Let's go. All right, 3, 2, 1. Welcome, everybody, back to the Built Different podcast. This is episode 25. Of an NFL podcast. Season's coming to a close. We got the fantasy playoffs coming up. I'm here with Bill, Dom, and of course, I'm your host, Thomas Saxby. Me and Dom promised not to argue as much this episode as we did last episode. We argued a total of 9 times, which was pretty great, pretty epic. But, you know, we'll try to keep it chill this time.
We'll keep it 8.
Yeah, so how you guys doing? How you guys doing?
Doing good. Quarter century mark right here. This is pretty wild, but
25 episodes, man.
Yeah, it's a good feeling.
Did you think we'd get here?
I did.
Yeah, same.
Took a little longer than expected.
I was a little terrible last year. You know, Bill carried the whole podcast for a while there, but I think we're good now. We got Dom now. Yeah. So this is good. How you doing, man?
Doing good, brother. Football season. I'm in 11 leagues. Playoff time's coming up.
How many of those 11 are you going to make the playoffs in?
I think around like 8.
Okay.
Well, 6 as of right now. Yeah. 2 more if I win this week.
Yeah.
So big week.
That's sure. What's up. That's
I've got 6 leagues that I feel like count. Like, the other ones are small money, friend leagues, whatever. But, like, in the 6 that count, I'm knocked out in 1. Mm. I'm on the fence in 2, and I'm locked in 3.
Okay.
But one team I feel like absolute trash about. That's my best record.
Right.
It's my worst team. That's so we got the witching hour of fantasy season
right
now.
It's that time.
Yeah, the only league. I'm only in 1 league and I'm 10-2. So that's cool. But I got Jared Goff as my QB. I got Brock Purdy as my backup. So we'll see what happens. Lost Aaron Rodgers way early, like play 1. I lost Aaron Rodgers. That sucked.
Everyone lost. Also, real quick, FanDuel needs to do something about injuries, bro.
Yo, I fucking agree, man.
Because it's like, bro, like if they're injured before, like, the first half.
First quarter, even. Like, it's.
First quarter, first half.
I think if they get injured at any point.
That's also true, too, though.
Surprise pitch.
That's also true.
What can I do? Bro, these motherfuckers.
TJ Hodgson could get tackled even one more yard.
These motherfuckers are making, like, $1 million. They're making $500,000 to $1 million a game. I'm just looking for $200 sometimes.
Right.
Here's the tough part. Anybody that bets the under, they're not going to cancel that, though. So, I kind of get it. But Prize Picks does actually ensure your injury bets.
Really?
Yeah. But here's the thing. If you bet the under, okay, that counts. Like, I don't know. I feel like you, like, because it did hit.
But who's really out here betting unders, though?
Yeah. Life's too short to bet the under, man.
I do not bet unders, man. Betting unders is, like, one of the most anxiety-ridden things that you could fucking do.
Yeah, you're just praying.
Because if you choose an over, like, the bet is done with sometimes in, like, the second quarter. You know they're not going to get those yards or whatever the case may be.
But you're also betting.
But under, you're sitting there, like.
I don't know, man. I've been praying for 120 yards in one drive. Like, if they just get 2 unnecessary roughness penalties, bring them back after an 80-yard catch. You never know, man. You still.
Here's the thing. Like, I'm just.
You're on a hope and a prayer.
I don't like betting on who make millions of dollars to not do their job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't like doing that, bro. You feel me?
But sometimes you just know this guy is not capable of doing his job.
No. Like, the Chargers-Pats game, under 1,000%.
Right.
Because they both stink. Right? So, yeah.
Looks like whatchamacallit there is finally on the hot seat, too, for the Chargers.
I think we got a couple of hot seats.
I think his butt cheeks have been so hot. that I don't think he even feels the burn.
He got the
anymore.
Spicy booty?
He don't even feel.
We're not even giving him the respect of saying his name at all either.
Yeah, I'm like, what? No.
Chargers coach.
Yeah, nah,
we said his name enough earlier on in the season that it should have happened then.
Oh, yeah.
He's a joke.
But here we are.
Hey, he's outlasted a couple of them so far. Yeah. So speaking of one, Frank, how do you say it?
Reich.
Yeah, Frank Reich.
That's disrespectful.
Huh?
He won a Super Bowl.
With us. Yeah, that's fine and all, but he's left a terrible taste in a lot of people's mouths after. Okay, Frank Reich, my apologies. Frank Reich got fired along with a couple other guys over there in Carolina, the Panthers. So they clean house at 1-10. How are we feeling about that?
Brother, you go first.
So, first off, he's not the only person that mispronounced Frank Reich's name.
Okay.
David Tepper, the owner of the Panthers, also didn't know how to pronounce Frank Reich's name.
Yeah.
So, my entire take on this is going to live within how shitty David Tepper is as an owner in the NFL. This guy has fired 3 head coaches so far, all mid-season.
Who all deserve to be fired, though?
Understood. But the Ron Rivera, I will argue the timing was entirely wrong.
Okay.
Matt Rhule, I will argue that... No, I won't argue that at all.
Yeah.
Never mind. He was on Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule was terrible. But
Frank Reich, too, I mean...
This is not the right call.
So, I don't want to say whether he's good or terrible. Like, my whole take on this is that, like, it's... You know, it's Bryce Young just playing like a fucking full-on rookie, like, right now. Like, I feel like you can't fire someone at... Okay, 1-10 is a terrible record, but were you really, like... It was either going to be hit or miss this year. It's a weird-ass team. We've admitted to that. Like, it's a weird-ass team that's out there in Carolina. 2, he didn't even get to build an identity because Bryce Young has just been trashing it up all fucking year. And, yeah, I get a little bit falls back on the coaching, but... Well, you gotta let it ride into next season at least.
I think, no.
Because then what is he really hiring him for? He's a big.
That's the thing.
He's a big name coach.
That's the only thing I don't like about it is Tepper said, "Yeah, I want to have a guy 20, 30, 40 years from now." My eulogy.
Yo, that was fucking hilarious.
Frank is sucking fucking 650, 40, whatever, 60. So why you hire him? That made no sense to me, bro. Like, I just said 40, 50, 60. He old, bro. He not going to be there. He going to beat me right next to
him. Nah, that quote was fucking nuts, bro.
So, like, that's one thing. And also, it's like, I think the GM needs to be fired, too.
Yeah, right.
The offensive line is awful.
You don't have draft picks.
You paid Adam Thielen. Miles Sanders is awful.
So Adam Thielen has performed, first off.
He's done. I traded him in fantasy. I'm so happy I did. Like, because he does nothing. And it's like, I literally have nothing. Like, is Bryce Young making the best decisions? No. But is he getting, does he have the least amount of support besides?
Amongst the least.
No. Like, at least, like, Tommy DeVito has more support around him.
That guy's having fun.
Than Bryce Young.
That's a stretch.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Saquon is
okay.
Alone.
And Jalen Hyatt.
Maybe.
And Darren Wall. I know not Darren, but I'm saying like a competent defense. A competent coach. A better O-line.
Yes.
Like
competent coach. That's the you got to keep that part separate though.
But I'm just saying though.
But yeah.
I'm saying Tommy DeVito has more of support. Like more of like.
Yeah.
Okay, we can
help
you.
He has the worst wide receiver room in the NFL. Hands down,
for sure.
But
he has more. Yes. He has more support. Like Daboll's better than Frank Reich. Daboll's a coach of the year.
No question.
So
yeah.
Like, that's then. But that what stems from is the GM or like constructing a team.
The
that
whole thing.
That's able to actually semi compete. You
know
what I'm
saying? My thing is like if Bryce Young does well, they win. They're at least 500, maybe a little bit less. I mean, because
maybe they win a couple more games.
Yeah, but he wouldn't get fired, is what I'm saying. If Bryce Young plays a little bit better, I mean, they fired Josh McCown too, the quarterback coach, which I felt like okay, and I like Josh.
Yeah,
McCown.
I like Josh McCown too.
Like, but I feel like that was the right
move.
As a
quarterback, I
like them. Like your quarterback's not performing. Okay, fire the quarterback coach. But we're going for the whole coach for a 1-10 performance. Did you really expect anything out of this year? Like, you really, like, you're firing Frank Reich as if, like, the Panthers had all this fucking expectation and, like,
yeah.
1-10 like shatters their outlook going forward. And I just don't agree. I think it was definitely premature. At least at the end of the season.
Okay, yeah, at the end of the season, yeah. No, he definitely needed to.
I'm with you on that. Yeah. Like I'm not arguing if it happened at the end of the season, but now you're going to force Bryce Young to go out there, learn new stuff. It might not be a whole revolutionary new offense. They might try to use bits and pieces of, or most of, right, what was already in place.
Yeah.
But if he goes out and makes a confused read, gets hurt, that's on you that fired this coach.
Yeah.
And you're going to cause him to not just learn a new offense for the next however many games, but also another new one next year. Because whoever you name as the intern isn't getting this job. And if they are, that's a different problem.
Jeff Saturday.
If you, anybody in that building, yeah, it's time. Maybe that's who we need. Our savior, Jeff Saturday. But I think it's just a trash organization right now.
Yeah, I don't think it's really a Bryce thing. I think if Bryce was on the Falcons, bro, we'd be talking about the Falcons a completely different.
I don't know, man.
That's what I think.
Falcons team would be better with Bryce Young. There's no question.
I don't know. Bryce Young's been stinky, man. And I don't know.
I agree. He has been stinky.
You put him on the Jets, what are we looking at?
Yeah, you put him on the Jets, too.
I don't know, man. He's been stinky. I can't. Like, that's the thing with me. Like, I don't know. Like, he's just been so bad in my eyes that I don't know if I could see him be good on other teams. But I wish, like, they let him – I wish they let Frank Reich stick it out. That's all. Or – I don't know, because this is Bryce Young's team. So, like, I really doubt the Panthers are going to go out and find a new quarterback.
Bryce Young hasn't been that bad.
But he also has been nowhere near average.
You're right, but he hasn't been awful. Like, this guy has – 61.7% completion rating with 9 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. It's not like we're talking about somebody who has twice as many interceptions as they have touchdowns.
What week are we in?
I understand that.
9 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. We're like, well, week 13.
What's Zach Wilson to you?
Garbage. Zach Wilson is hot fucking garbage, bro. I only promote Zach Wilson because he's on the Jets. We're in New York, and it's just fun to talk about Zach
Wilson. So Zach Wilson's garbage and Bryce Young is what?
I'd say he's gently below average, but he has a high ceiling. Like, right. I think Bryce Young will be okay next year.
Right.
As long as the Panthers do this fucking right, though. Right. That's the thing, though.
It starts with the coach. I think they need a new GM, too, as well. But.
Yeah.
There are people at times this year that have talked about our Lord and Savior Josh Dobbs, though. And, like, the stats are not that much different. Josh Dobbs has 13 touchdowns to 10 interceptions.
Josh Dobbs is also like
some more yards. Yeah, he's won more games.
The Cowboys,
and he himself has caused some of those wins.
And he has caused himself
some losses. Like, correct. Last week against the Bears.
So I don't think last week was on him though.
He threw how many picks? Like four.
Four.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how many dropped, tipped.
Well, that's the thing. Two of them were tipped.
Dudes are getting locked up.
That's fair. That's fair.
Two of them should have been catches, and instead were interceptions.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's still not entirely his fault, but I didn't go back and watch all Bryce Young's picks either and say how many of those are off.
Bad.
Yeah.
The Colts, I watched that Colts game, he looked bad. That was a bad game, by
the way. But, so speaking of Zach Wilson, and this has nothing to do with Zach Wilson, but Aaron Rodgers is back in practice. Crazy, less than 3 months after tearing his Achilles, he's now practicing full on. So he has a 21-day window for practicing, and then he's forced to come back, I believe?
Yeah,
ultimately. Or at least be active, at least a backup?
Right. At the end of that 21-day window, they either need to activate him from the IR fully and give him a spot on the 53-man roster, or he's not eligible to return for the rest of the year. So not much to lose there.
Right. And a lot of people are kind of saying, like, you know, why is Aaron Rodgers coming back? There's nothing to prove. You know, this is risky, but... My thing is, okay, he turns 40 in like a week here, right? And I think the best thing that Aaron Rodgers and the Jets can do is get Aaron Rodgers on the field if he's healthy. Obviously, he was cleared. He was cleared by doctors. I don't know, maybe Aaron Rodgers paid off a couple people to clear him. Whatever the case may be, he's out there throwing. We see how he looks. He's walking. He looks all right. I say why not?
They haven't cleared him to play yet, but...
Yeah. But at least practice,
get his feet
under him,
right.
take some contact, whatever they're going to fucking do.
Yeah.
But
if they beat Atlanta, he'll come back. If they lose this week, it's over.
Well, bro, because the AFC is just so wide-ass open with the Bills and the Bengals kind of falling off the earth. Even though we can argue about the Bills. But
there's an argument?
Yeah.
What's the argument?
They're going to beat the Chiefs next week.
And then what else?
And then they're going to make the playoffs eventually. Yeah. So, but Aaron Rodgers.
Here's the thing. Why are you going to bring... I got two opinions. Why would Aaron Rodgers come back? Because the man has everything in his mind ingrained to battle against science, right? That's why.
Right, that's why.
That he, but just, also, he has nothing to lose.
A medical timetable.
He has nothing to lose.
He has everything to lose. What this team lose? Gave up 7 sacks last week to the Dolphins.
Besides his leg, I guess.
He had 30 sacks on the season going into the game.
The only thing he would have to lose is a leg his amputation. He's not going to die.
No, like smart, schematically, medically, like, it's not the right thing to do. Because his offensive line is offense. He's 40, man. But he's 40.
Yep.
And I think he's doing it much bigger than himself. It's much bigger than just like, oh, like, I put so much work in to, like, do this. It's more the thing of, like, yo.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
For athletes, don't ever give up to, like, don't let science define what you think can or can't do. Or anybody, like, if you put your mind to it, you could do it. And I think that's what he's also playing.
Here's the dangerous precedent that could set. This is an experimental Achilles surgery, right? Right. Nobody has ever come back from Achilles in this time frame.
Right. Not even close. Cam
Akers is the closest because he got hurt in the preseason, came back right at the end of the year.
Right.
So it was pretty close for Cam Akers, and he didn't look the same. But ultimately, he didn't get hurt again. So, like, this isn't an absolute world-beater timetable, but it would be the fastest, for sure.
Right.
With that said, we don't know what happens if it gets hit again. We don't know what happens if he steps on it.
Well, that's the thing, too. I don't think he's not going to go out there until he's 100%.
He's not going to be 100%. For people aren't 100% for a year. Now, given he's got a different surgery, but what he thinks might be 100%, I don't know if we have the science to figure out what's exactly going on the tension of those tendons inside of his But whatever you call it.
I think him coming back, whether they make the playoffs or not, I think that saves this Jets season, honestly. Because what needs to happen, I think, is for him to come back, play at least 2 or 3 games, even though he wants to come back way earlier than that because he wants to make this miraculous run towards the playoffs. But I say play at least 2 or 3 games.
And give him...
Get in some, like, rhythm with your offense. Yeah. I know there's going to be a whole offseason that will separate this and next. But, you know, give Jets fans something to be hopeful for. And, hey... If he gets hurt, he gets fucking hurt again. He has all offseason to recover again. If it's another torn in Achilles, he can retire and the Jets can move on from the Aaron Rodgers saga. And there's really nothing to lose for. And he's 40. He's made. He got all of his money. If he wants to come back, I think the Jets should let him because anything is better than fucking Tim Boyle,
he'll be back.
Trevor Siemian, and Zach Wilson.
Right. So what the Jets have to gain from this is hope. And hope can do a lot for a franchise.
Right.
Hope can lure in some free agents. Hope will sure as hell sell some tickets.
Or get less hope. Like
that's what
I'm with you. Like
you do have that risk.
I'm with it could there's so many things of like they could be poop with Aaron, but Aaron's coming back, the whole line this, Nathaniel Hackett that, this and this and that.
Well you would agree with me that the Jets have a very complete team besides quarterback, right? Like they got great running backs.
Nah.
Less
they have decent targets to throw to, and they have a great defense.
Nah,
at least decent targets to throw to, something to build on.
I think that defense.
I like Garrett Wilson no matter what. I don't care what happened this year. I love Garrett Wilson.
He's not having a good year.
Well, look who's throwing to him.
No, but he's having like fumbles, drops.
Yeah. He's not motivated. He's not locked in.
That's not good.
And I get that. And I get that. But like, he has
a broken man right now.
But it's sad, like, it's reasonable. It's very reasonable in my opinion.
I get it. But you can't. But you can't be built like that.
Yeah, and people weren't doing that with Odell. People were not doing that with Odell. You want to be great? Then you gotta like, you can't be having that shit.
There's a difference between Odell and Garrett Wilson though. Like Odell, like, he was out after the catch. He was just fucking out there.
Odell was great though.
He was still putting himself out there. I'm the best, for sure. Garrett Wilson is just really humble and really broken right now.
But here's the thing, like, Zach Wilson was part of the reason why they were losing games, but Garrett Wilson was also part of the reason why they were losing games.
But I think Garrett Wilson is like a very minimal.
No, I'm with you.
If he catches some of those passes that he doesn't,
I think their offense as a whole is.
But either way, I like it as a building block to where what they can do is if this Aaron Rodgers thing doesn't work out in the off season, or even if it does work out in the off season, they could trade some picks that they don't necessarily need because they have a decent team already. Get a quarterback, McCarthy, move up a couple slots, get him behind Aaron Rodgers. I think that's a lot better than Zach Wilson
need to move up slots for that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Just in case.
Right now, he ends up on a commodity quarterback.
I think they get Davante Adams for sure. To answer your question, is it complete
football team? I don't say it's for sure.
Complete team? I don't think it's a complete team. Like, defensively, they're okay. They're pretty cool.
I think it's a team where you throw a quarterback in there, like a good one. An average one, and it's suddenly a way better team.
Yes. No question.
Yes, for sure. But I don't think that team could win the Super Bowl. Because that O-line is really bad. They need more weapons. The tight ends are bad. Yeah. Besides Garrett Wilson, bad.
But I mean, they get
no actual like defensive like pressure on the football. Like sacks. They don't get enough sacks.
So the Eagles are the first team to clinch the playoffs.
Right.
Fly, Eagles fly.
For sure.
What a fucking game against Buffalo.
For sure.
That was an absolute thriller.
McDermott's on the hot seat.
He
deserves a name. McDermott's on the hot seat.
Josh Allen is like, he's such a victim, man. Like, it's like those games that he finally does, like, go off. And
that's the thing, too, bro.
He loses me, though. Really?
He has those games. And I was thinking about, like, Bryce Young. I was comparing, like, Trevor Lawrence to, like, that. Wasn't Urban Meyer's, like, one win against Josh Allen and McDermott?
Yep.
Like, he just loses the dumbest of games ever, bro.
Because
I can't even say when the brights are his lightest. Because I've seen him when the brights are lightest, and they get dark. It gets dark there, bro. He's just inconsistent. Like,
he is a
good quarterback. But when he's not on, gang, he is bad, bro.
Well, I think, like, the issue with the Bills is, like I said, and it's I feel like it's getting clearer and clearer as the weeks go by, is that they got a defensive-minded head coach.
Stinks.
And then when Josh Allen finally, I was about to say Zach Wilson, but when Josh Allen finally gets the chance to, like, do what he has to do, I think they do pretty well. And then there's the times when they don't do well either. But I don't know. I just think it's a lot of confusion going on with the team, and you can't really pinpoint what exactly it is. But I pointed at there being a defensive minded head coaches, they're starting not to look the best, man. I mean, D'Amico Ryans looks decent, but even that Texas defense isn't like getting the job done.
Yeah, well, they don't have that much.
Salah on the Jets, like it's not. He hasn't figured out anything on the offense. Granted, Zach Wilson, but like you can do better.
Well, Harbaugh though, but it's different. Like again,
he's Harbaugh, just a legend. Harbaugh's just a legend.
It's different.
But yeah. I mean, like these newer defensive minded head coaches, it's I don't know, man.
Eberflus.
The Bills are just so confused. They're just so confused, and it sucks to see. But on the other hand, the Eagles are the first team to clinch the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, I will apologize about the Jalen Hurts MVP take.
Yeah, bro.
Let's absolutely crown him as MVP.
You were disrespecting him.
Yeah.
He played.
You say he wasn't playing it to his contract.
But this is what...
Okay, he's the reason why he won.
I didn't say playing in a contract. I said he's not playing up to being number one MVP, hands down. There's no other person can stop him. Now I think Bill has said, he's separated himself from the pack a little bit with this game.
Right.
But I would like to point out that first half, was very, very terrible. And that's what I'm worried about, bro. Because you go into a playoff game against, let's say, the fucking 49ers. Hey, hell, the Cowboys.
I'm not worried about it.
No, I know.
Because you're going to be in Philly.
No, right.
If you were
right.
in any
but think
you
about
were
it.
In
yeah.
Dallas
think about it, right?
or somewhere else, I'm
so this
you.
Eagles defense has given up a little more than we think that they probably
stink.
Should, right?
They kind of stink.
So we go into a game against the Cowboys or the 49ers, and I don't take this as me being worried about the Cowboys because I'm not. But if Jalen Hurts plays terrible in a first half, those teams can hang 30 on us and the game is over.
So time out. It was 17-7, right?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't good condition. Like,
no, right. And then,
he only
like
threw
said,
for 200-something yards.
I know, and that's fair. He had a great second half.
Right.
Great overtime.
But he
scored the touchdown. But, like, those are games, like, you know, you go into the playoffs, you could get destroyed in the first half of games.
Nah, I'm with
like,
you.
Like, we see it all the time.
I'm with you.
That's just what I'm worried about. Like I said, the MVP is great. Yeah. You know, we'll take it. But, like, we're here to win a Super Bowl,
bro. Yeah.
I'm going to give a bold take.
What?
I am scared of the Cowboys this year.
I'm not.
I'm scared of the Cowboys. I think they're a different team. And
wow.
I think it's entirely on Deron Bland's transformation this year. I think they finally have a number one corner that's reliable. Because here's the thing. When you have Trayvon Diggs as your number one corner, Trayvon Diggs led the league in interceptions.
Russell,
he also led the league in yards allowed. So
now
that you have Deron Bland as your number one corner, who's not only taking the receivers away, reducing how many yards they get, he's outscored most wide receivers in the NFL.
Yeah. He has more touchdowns than the Browns receivers.
He does.
Yeah.
So if you just look at wide receivers with six or more receiving touchdowns,
mm-hmm.
there are only 13 of them, 14 of them in the NFL this year.
Mm.
There are only 14 receivers with more touchdowns than Deron Bland this year.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So this is a different team. That I think that defense has a real identity, and Micah Parsons isn't even playing up to his normal caliber.
It's a different team, but the same coach and the same quarterback. So for that, Bill, I will decide to wait and see. Because like I said, if the Cowboys, their first round is going to be against the NFC South winner, which I think we can say that's a win for the Cowboys. You know, they always, they go in, win their wild card round. But then they're going to face the Eagles more than likely.
Right.
And unless one of the other seeds get upset. And I don't know, man.
Bill put an image in my mind, man. I would be happy for Dak if he were to win the Super Bowl. I think I'd cry. I'd be so happy for that.
I would punch a wall.
I know.
I'd punch an orphan. Like, what?
I'd be so happy for him. He's dealt with so much.
Yeah. Well, you know how many
hate like you. Hate like Stephen A.
But
hate like that people that say he's not living to his contract.
But you know what?
Well,
we're gonna
stinks.
Have to hear their fans though too, and that's just bad.
But they deserve it.
Them boys,
no, they deserve
like,
it.
America's team.
They
we're gonna have to hear
it.
All
they
that shit.
It.
I don't know, man.
Dez dealing with Tony Romo, dealing with Dez, dealing with.
I'd probably like Dak if he was on another team, but like.
I like Dak, bro. I'd root for Dak, bro.
Here's
like,
the thing:
his brothers commit suicide, mother died of cancer, other ones in jail, dad like. Bro,
I'm not.
Like,
hey,
some
bro,
shit.
Listen. I'll say it like on this podcast, like bro, all that outside. I'm like no, bro. Like no offense, bro.
I get it.
Like I'm here to like judge these motherfuckers on the field.
To answer your question though, the Eagles, they play down and play up to their competition, brother. So
yeah,
they
which is scary, bro.
It's scary.
It's gonna be a close game no matter who
they
play, when they play, and how they play.
You face a team like the Lions. Like I feel like the team that
no.
if I'm the Eagles. I'm scared of that. But if they play to the Lions, the Lions are like
the Lions are another one that play
bro.
To their opponent.
They play and they don't know. They should back.
Lions are gonna try hard against the Eagles. Eagles are gonna be like, it's just the. Detroit
I don't think
Lions.
Jared Goff is. I hate to say it.
Yeah,
I don't think Jared Goff
played
has
bad Thursday.
Oh yeah, he did.
The last 2 weeks he's played bad.
Yeah. I mean, I would argue that in Detroit, the play calling is that was an atrocity. Bro, like, okay, Jared Goff played bad. I'm not going to, like, sit here and say he didn't. But when Jared Goff was leading the charge to come back and you call a fucking – you guys aren't even onto their territory yet.
No, that's that play calling, that's just decision-making. But, yeah, that was a bad
yeah,
decision.
Yeah, play calling, decision-making,
decision.
Like,
decision.
That ended the game right there.
Yeah, that was stupid. Very stupid.
When you had timeouts, you had a whole fourth quarter left, you could have just given them the ball back. They weren't clicking at all until you gave them the ball back, and then it was just fucking game over. They're like, oh, free ball? Why not? You know, let's Cheeseheads, yeah.
Jordan Love look good too, bro.
They look great, and we'll talk about them in a moment. But I want to talk about the Steelers.
Sure.
Sorry. No, it's
okay. We can talk about
it. They finally got a 400-yard game.
Yay.
It's a yay. That's Matt Canada. That's not a revolutionary number, except for the fact that they've gone that long without
three
doing
seasons
it.
Without
and they've
doing
done it 100% of their games without Matt Canada. 16
points on the Bengals, bro, when Jake Brown had multiple three and outs and they had 400 yards
Bengals
with 16
still
points.
Defense.
They had 400 yards with 16 points.
But no matter what, you like to see Najee Harris doing good finally.
I don't give a fuck. Is that how you feel about the Cowboys? I would not be happy if the Steelers were to win the Super Bowl.
I don't know.
I'm not going there.
Yeah, no, I don't think that. Yeah, no, they're not.
And they're not winning a playoff game either. There is no chance.
They can sneak one. They can sneak a playoff game.
Who against who?
I don't know.
Literally, who?
If the Jets squeak in.
Either way.
what's our line?
I just like what you see because, like, you know, Pickett looked a little bit better out there.
I'm happy for him.
He looked better out there. I mean, Deontay Johnson was like... Hey, you saw that play? You guys know what fucking play I'm talking about. Bro, between him and Pickens, bro, like, they have the worst attitudes.
It's like AB
and Terrell. Like, I feel like Antonio Brown came and visited, like, in the offseason. Was, like, the one, like, trying to, like, train them or some shit. Because they both don't give a fucking rat's ass. But I think it'll improve every week. I mean, especially if you got Najee Harris doing as good as he did. You got a very good running back room there. It's something to build on. Great defense. We'll definitely see.
For sure. For sure.
What are your guys's? You guys got any final thoughts?
I just said that, it's good for them, and they'll play against the Cardinals, and they'll probably do something similar like that, and, you know, that's all I got to say about that.
I just need to take back what I said about Cincinnati having a good defense. They give up the most yards per play in the NFL.
They stink.
I did have that feeling that they were not as good recently. I didn't know they were that bad. That's rough. So, never mind on that.
They gave up 400 yards to Kenny Pickett.
Correct, yeah. So
And that's bad. And then the Steelers are that bad that they only scored 16 points off of that. So.
And I knew their safeties had been awful. So that's a defense you can really pass on. Yeah. And I'm suddenly rethinking what I'm doing for fantasy football the rest of the way. I'm going to target the Bengals. Yeah. But, I'm not... I'm less bought in after seeing that on this Pittsburgh offense. But good for them. They needed some confidence. And, man, I hope they get something decent for offensive coordinator because Mike Tomlin deserves that in his life.
Yeah.
But ultimately, just
Mike Tomlin,
the pip hooray for Matt Canada being gone. He's definitely not employed in the NFL ever again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, literally, you go 3.5 seasons of just not getting 400 yards, not even accidentally once. The moment you're fired, they come and get a 400-yard game.
It could have been against the Bishop Sycamore High School team, and it still would have been applauded because Matt Canada could never do it.
Yeah, no. So, moving on to the NFC South. So, we got the Panthers who, I mean, yeah, they're out of it. I mean, we'll just say that. But the Buccaneers and Baker Mayfield are 4-7. The Saints are 5-6, and the Falcons are 5-6. A little more of what we expected now.
Oh, yeah. This really rounded out.
Probably. Bad take by Dom, thinking they're winning 12 games.
Cool. I also thought, like, there'd be two playoff teams. we kind of fucked that up a bit. Bill's just like, they suck.
Yeah.
But who do you guys have winning this division?
I think Falcons are going to take it.
Yeah, they probably will.
Starting to...
They just suck on the road, man.
So, here's the thing. I don't want to give Arthur Smith credit here, but he's got to have heard something that everyone in America has been saying. Because the one thing I will take note of, he's gotten the running back room right. He's given Bijan Robinson 100% of the carries inside the red zone over the past 2 weeks.
Yeah.
100%. Not even by accident putting Tyler Allgeier on the field for one play in the red zone. So he's got the right people on the field, at least, running back-wise. It means he's starting to learn something. And whether that's just by listening to literally everyone else that's never coached a day in their lives talk about it, or him actually smartening up, doesn't matter how it's happening, it's happening. So now that they're at least getting their personnel right, that could be all it takes to separate yourself in this division. So I like Falcons.
I mean, I'm still gonna stick with the Bucks, man. I mean, at this point, I kind of just hope it's the Bucks. You know, I think the easiest schedule remaining is the Falcons.
It's close. Nobody has a gauntlet that they're going through.
I'm gonna go with the Buccaneers just because I think, like, you know, you got more veterans in there. The Saints, you got more criminals. And, you know, the Falcons, I just think it's too... I don't believe in Desmond Ridder, man. No. That dude could, like, cure cancer, and I still want to believe in him. So, I don't know. I like the Falcons players outside of their quarterback. I think their defense could be a lot better.
Right.
But, like, will they, like, absolutely win this division? I don't know. I mean, I think maybe the Saints by default because of their talent will win it. But I think the Buccaneers, I think Baker could rise up with this. They all got easy schedules.
Yeah.
And I think Baker could be the one that rises up out of this group. And I can't go back on my take now. I think the Buccaneers still win the division.
Okay, yeah, I'm with the Bucks just because I love Baker.
Yeah, right?
Pro Bowl Baker.
Yeah.
That's my hashtag, Pro Bowl Baker.
Yeah.
He looks good. He looks, bro, like... He throws a good ball. He's been throwing, he's been playing okay football. Yeah. So yeah, solid football.
And that's my be what it takes.
Yeah,
okay football
for real.
Yeah, I mean the Bucks, they've got pretty much cakewalk too. They get the Panthers, the Falcons, the Packers, the Jags, the Saints, the Panthers again. They get the Panthers twice. Is what I'm getting at.
Out of all those teams and the top tier teams, I would love to face the Jaguars out of all of them.
Yeah, so. I wouldn't. I don't.
The Jaguars just they just don't impress me, man.
I hear you, but
they look good on Sunday.
But they look good, but
they looked really good on Sunday to me.
What
pisses me off is I have Travis Etienne and they just keep stealing touchdowns from that guy. It just pisses me off. If I see another Trevor Lawrence sneaking rushing touchdown, I'm gonna blow my
ball. This fucking flowing blonde hair.
He's just taking touchdowns away from Travis Etienne. It's ridiculous.
So who's gonna be the final wild cards in the NFC? What do we got for that?
Ah, man, it's... I think the... obviously, the Cowboys are in. I think the Seahawks do hang on to a spot.
It's going to be tough if the Seahawks lose to the Cowboys.
Then that puts them at 6-6, and even with everybody else.
So we're kind
That literally evens up playing field with the Vikings and whoever wins out of Packers. I would say
the Rams, bro. The Rams win this week, Saints. Bro, or the Packers, bro. It's the Bucks, Rams, Packers, bro.
Yeah, that Packers Rams game all of a sudden puts them right into contention. But
yeah.
I think Seahawks definitely hang on to a spot. I do think, you know what? I'll say the winner of the Packers Rams gets that momentum, and they're gonna have the most momentum out of any of those teams in that 6, 7, 8, 9 range.
Yo, I don't know, man.
Seahawks are done.
The Seahawks are facing the Cowboys, the 49ers, the Eagles. And then, you know, they got the Titans, but then the Steelers and the Cardinals. And I think the Cardinals are always, like, fun on the last week of the season.
Let's not act like 8-9 isn't going to get the seventh seed here.
I don't know, man, because, like, the Packers and the Rams are playing a lot better football.
These are bad teams, man.
They're 7-9.
Yeah, they are, man. I think if there's one thing this NFL season has done is, like, the bad teams are pretty fucking bad.
It's kind of like my Madden league.
And
like it's exactly so bad.
Like my
I'm convinced at least one losing team is going to be in the playoffs.
I mean, god damn. Like,
one division that's just awful.
Bro, not for nothing, like, the Giants and the Bears win this week, and it's like they have a fucking path to the playoffs, so I don't fucking know.
The Bears,
man,
might lose to the bye week, though, so... Let's not.
Who do Giants play?
And the Giants, too. Both of them got bye weeks.
Who do they play next week?
They both got byes this week.
But no, next week.
No, they're 4-8. They'd have to win out.
I don't think so. They're only 2 wins away from the Vikings and the Seahawks.
Bro, who the Giants play? Who the Giants play?
All right, I pull up next week's schedule.
Who do the Giants play this funny as hell. Week?
So week 14, the Giants are up against the Packers.
Okay.
That's crucial game.
That's a big game.
In New York.
Swing it. Who?
And the Bears are up. And the Lions at Bears. So,
no,
Packers at Giants.
No, just naming the Giants schedule. Just want the Giants.
Oh, the whole Giants schedule.
The whole Giants schedule. So the Giants have the Packers.
Packers got
the
Eagles twice, though.
Giants at Saints. Yeah, Eagles twice and the Rams in between the Eagles.
You know, the Giants are definitely done.
That was fun, though.
That was
right. That was fun for like 2 minutes.
Well, because it's like I look at the teams now and the Seahawks are getting a fucking hell of an ending schedule. Like, their next three games, if they win one of those games, they're in the playoffs for sure. For they could be sitting at 6-8. And, like, literally the Vikings just got to win one more game to be ahead of them. The Packers got to win one game to be tied with them. The Rams got to win one to be tied. I think the Rams are for sure going in. I like the Rams the rest of the way here. I think they're all healthy at the right time. Cooper Kupp is still there. Their defense is getting better. You know, they're going to get a matchup with the Browns where I think it's going to be make or break for them. I think if the Rams can beat the Browns, like, they definitely have a shot. If they lose,
I think they're still in it.
Yeah, they're in
it,
but it's...
I think the Browns need this more than the Rams do.
The Rams scare me because Cooper Kupp over the last three games has averaged 5 fantasy points a game. That man used to do more than that per drive. And he's averaging 5 points per game the past 3 weeks. Something's off with Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, well, promise you he'll probably score this week.
The Packers got kind of a cakewalk after the Chiefs. I mean, if they can maintain momentum after the Chiefs, they're going to face the Giants, the Bucks, the Panthers, the Vikings, and the Bears, man. We could see Jordan Love in the playoffs.
We could. Hey, bro, he's going to be locked in.
And I said at the beginning of the year, you know, our week one podcast, our preseason podcast, I was like, you know, I love Jordan Love. And now they're, like, starting to play really, really good football. They survived the Lions. Survived the Lions, they beat the shit out of the Lions.
Beat the Chargers, the stinky Chargers.
And, yeah, I think I'm going to go Cowboys, Packers and Rams, man. I don't believe. Like, I get Justin Jefferson is gonna come back, but if Josh, whoever's the quarterback, are they even gonna find Justin Jefferson? First off, and two, the Seahawks, they are gonna have to get through some shit. It's exactly how you feel about the Bills. Like, the Bills have a tough schedule, so that's I'm going Cowboys, Packers, Rams. I think that would be entertaining. Yeah, that's what I'm going with. Those are my three.
Yeah. It's tough, man. Cowboys are obviously
gonna be
a lot.
It's going to be a shit show, though. I can't wait.
I know. Yeah. The AFC is not much clearer. Like, if we look over at the AFC.
No, I'm nervous about this game.
Well, who do you guys have officially as your wild cards for the
NFC?
Yeah,
I'm going to have the same thing as you do.
I'm going Cowboys, Seahawks, and...
I'll do Cowboys, Seahawks, and then I'm going to do Packers.
Okay.
I'll go Vikings.
Okay. So no to the Packers and no to the Rams?
No, correct.
I guess Steelers, Broncos, Browns.
Oh, yeah. So speaking of, you know, moving over to the AFC. So the Steelers and the Browns are both at 7-4. And then you got four teams with 6 wins. The Colts, the Texans, the Broncos, the Bills. We won't mention the Bengals. They're pretty much done. I don't think we can say that the Raiders are going to make a run. And the Chargers are definitely done. Jets are done. Titans are done. I mean, Jets can go on some miracle run, but, like, they're done.
Any one of these teams technically can, but none of them are going to. And if any do, they'll make noise.
My biggest thing is, like, I don't really, like...
It's not going to happen.
I love the speculation of the wild card. I just think in the AFC, it absolutely doesn't matter. Because in the NFC, I could see the 49ers losing an upset. I could see the Lions losing an upset. I can absolutely see whoever comes out of the NFC South losing round one to the Cowboys. But in the AFC, it's like these guys are going to have to match up against the Chiefs, the Jaguars, and the Dolphins. And the only...
Or the Ravens. That one seed's wide open right now.
Well, yeah, either one of those four teams. So I don't necessarily think it matters. I mean, can the Dolphins and the Jaguars get upset in the first round? Yeah, you could see it. Maybe the Ravens, if Lamar just doesn't show up like he usually doesn't show up in the playoffs. But I think that'll change. I think it'll be a different story this year. I'm going to go with... I think the Steelers will do just enough to get by. Oh, man.
It's tough.
The Steelers have the Patriots.
Play the Texans and the Jaguars. Hey, bro, I don't really know what our team is. The Bills are done.
So, and that was my point last week. Is like, I didn't, like, want to shit on the Browns. I just don't know.
Well, I think...
Especially after that loss to the Broncos now. Like, you just don't know where it goes from here. Because 7-4 is a fucking great record. You guys can obviously beat the Rams. If you guys are hurt as fuck.
Denzel, yeah, he was just hurt, bro. Miles Garrett needs surgery. He's playing through it, but he literally needs surgery.
Yeah. Give that guy the MVP.
he literally needs surgery.
I don't believe in the Colts whatsoever. I mean, I'm sorry.
I believe in them.
If Gardner Minshew gets the Colts to the playoffs, that guy has a job somewhere next year.
He should. I still don't know, man.
He's proven himself time and time again. I get it. The end of his Jaguars run wasn't the best, but he showed you while he was in Jacksonville. He gave you great, great games here and there. I mean, on the Eagles as a backup, it didn't really fucking matter. He was just, riding the wave. But this year, he's shown you that he can, 6-5. And yeah. I get Anthony Richardson played a couple of those games, but
I mean, he's 4-3 though as a starter. Yeah. So he's still, he's right there with them.
You put him on a team with some good wide receivers. I mean, I think he can make something happen for a team. But I'm going, because the Texans have some tough matchups for the rest of the year. They don't face the Jaguars anymore, though.
So hold on, we're gonna applaud Gardner Minshew. You know how many touchdowns and interceptions he has?
How much?
8 touchdowns and 7 interceptions.
How many yards?
He's got...
How many times has he set...
1972.
Yeah. How many times has he set up his team to at least be in field goal range?
Right, right. But...
How many times has he let his defense just rest because he puts together dink and dunks?
He's got 100 more yards than Bryce Young. One less touchdown, one less interception. Okay. And given Bryce Young has played in, I believe, one more game than him. Two more games than him, sorry. Mm. Okay. So
I think Bryce Young would kill
on the Colts.
Yeah,
that's the thing. You're giving Bryce Young a lot less talent than you're giving Gardner Minshew.
1,000%.
You're saying Gardner Minshew's starter next year.
Yeah,
you're saying Bryce Young's poop.
I didn't say Bryce Young was poop.
Yeah, you did say.
I said he's below average this year.
You said he stinks,
but he has a high ceiling.
You said he's high.
I just think we're being too hard on Bryce Young overall.
I didn't say he was hot ass.
As a country, we're being too hard on Bryce Young.
As a country. All right, I got Steelers, Broncos, Bills. I don't know, something I can't count the Bills out.
Because you think they're winning this week. I don't think that's happening.
Well, they got the bye this week, but
and they come back from the bye.
Week after, yeah.
And they get the Chiefs. I don't know, the Chiefs, they've dropped some games. I think Josh Allen and the Bills are going to want to. They're going to go in that game. They're going to want to whoop ass.
Literally, they have everything. They're going to play with literally everything.
Everything that they have. That's what I'm saying.
Because it is their season. This is a playoff game for them.
Yeah.
So if they lose
If it was in Buffalo, I'm with you. But it's in Arrowhead.
That's the thing. That's what's making me kind of not believe it. But I will say if they win that game, then they are in the playoffs.
Yes, I will say that.
I think they will, bro. You put it down now. I think the Bills are going to beat the Chiefs that game. I think they're going to get in. And I think the Broncos just get in. The Broncos, we have to finally admit, they're playing some good fucking football.
They are.
Finally.
Yeah.
And they're not in the media anymore. Like I said last week, they're not in the media. They're just playing football. Let's ride. Denver Broncos. They're smoking their weed. They're just doing their thing.
Yeah.
And I think if they can get by the Texans this week, they're absolutely in. That's a big game out of nowhere.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Out of absolutely nowhere. I don't... Even, 3 or 4 games of this season, I didn't think we'd think, the matchup on week 13 between the Texans and the Browns could literally, send
and
one
Broncos,
team...
Texans and Broncos,
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, my bad. Yeah. And then with the Browns, I would love to see them pull it off, but it's just... They're losing steam. Defense is getting tired and more injured. And it's...
Yeah, I wouldn't even say tired. It just holds, bro.
Yeah, it's. I'm sorry, Dom. I'm sorry that you have to go through another Browns season, man.
It's depression, bro. Because it's bro. We literally beat the Colts with PJ Walker as our quarterback. PJ Walker has 2 wins this year.
One's Colts,
and it's once it's Colts and one's the Niners. And I have no faith. I am very this Sunday is my Super Bowl.
You're not even looking forward to
it. I'm not looking forward to it.
You're not afraid Super Bowl against the Ravens, man.
No. This Sunday is my Super Bowl because I will know, okay, can we compete or no? Are we competing or no? How did we lose? Did we like? How did we win? You know what I'm saying? Like,
understood.
Like the Broncos win. Like I don't take I don't take anything. Like, I don't know. I watched the game and like it was
one. You of just ran into something that's just going one of the really
worst,
well.
Yes, and it was one of the worst coaching performances I've seen from our coach Kevin Stefanski because we barely ran the football. I was very confused with what we were doing. I don't know if you guys watched the game, but I was very confused. And also Denzel Ward being out, he's a Pro Bowler. Yeah. He's all Pro. Him being out,
it's tough for
literally show. Literally show. So that's not really take that much from the game. Yeah. But it is what it is. So yeah.
Let me ask you this, Dom. What would make the Brown season a success for you? What's gonna
make the playoffs?
Make the playoffs. Do you need to win or contend in a playoff game as well? Or do you
In a playoff game? I'm not really concerned about it. We're not gonna get our ass cooked. We've gotten cooked one time this year, and that's because our rookie quarterback knew he was coming. He didn't know he was playing that game. Broncos game we didn't get cooked that game. I watched the game, it was a close game.
So, all right, that's fair. I think the Browns on that basis will have a successful season. I'm highly confident they're in the playoffs. Okay. Unfortunately, I'm highly confident the Steelers are in the playoffs as well because of how cake their schedule is the rest of the way. And I want to say I think I would kind of like to see the Bills in the playoffs, as weird as that sounds. I think they can do some damage. If they have three games on their schedule –
They would be the one team that these four teams wouldn't want to see. The only team.
Absolutely.
Don't agree with that.
I wouldn't. I'd be a lot more afraid of the Bills than I would be of the Steelers, for sure. And I'd be more afraid of them than the Browns right now, too.
Well, here's the thing.
Well, I would be scared of the Texans because if CJ Stroud like runs in there and like runs like 300 yards up one of their asses, it could be.
I think you got when you're. I think playing the Texans at that level and you. You have to have this confidence that borders on arrogance that you have to believe you can shut down a rookie quarterback. You have to believe it. So as an NFL team, I don't think you can be scared of a rookie quarterback.
If the Texans go in there and face the Jaguars, like a divisional rival, I think that game's open.
They split against and but I'm saying, almost tied up this week.
But if the Texans were going to Miami, you're not nervous?
Not as nervous as the Bills.
Well, they've cooked your ass for the last 2 years. So, yeah, I agree with you. But I'm saying, like, I don't know. I don't think the Ravens are worried about the Bills, bro.
Say, you know what? I don't need to watch this game. I'll just watch the next one. No. Like, I'm going to sweat it out a little. But I'm not sweating out as much as some other teams. And I honestly think I might be more worried about that Steelers defense.
Everyone facing the Lions, bro.
Than I am.
I feel like I've seen 10 teams are facing the fucking Lions in the last 6 weeks, bro.
So
for my overall playoff picture, I got the Steelers, I got the Browns, and part of me thinks the NFL script says Broncos because I think Miami's going to get matched up against the Broncos. I think it's going to be.
How would that happen? They'd be the 2 seed.
I think Miami has a good shot at 2 seed. Yeah,
interesting.
They still, I mean, everybody's still got a shot at the 1 seed. Who knows what's going to happen the rest of the year.
I really want to see the Houston, like the Texans get in, but they've literally lost any game that has had any sort of pressure attached to it.
Right. Even the Panthers won.
I'll say whoever wins out of the Texans and Broncos will be my spot next to the Bills and the Steelers, you have the Browns over the Bills.
I don't think the Bills make the playoffs, right?
Because, like when it comes down to it, it's either Houston's going to – they're either going to flounder the rest of the year here or they're going to thrive. I don't think there's going to be an average end to the season for them. I think either C.J. Stroud's going to fall on his face with all the hype and pressure that's going to be on him, or he's going to thrive through it and make something happen. But then you got the Broncos. They're such a well-oiled machine right now. Am I worried that the Broncos will win a playoff game? No. But let's ride. All right, so we do have some games to look forward to. Broncos and Texans, I mean, we already talked about this a little bit.
Yeah.
Again, who would have thought that we're sitting here in week 13 and this game has a lot of playoff implications, season implications.
Yeah. Mind-blowing.
Winner is, like, going to be destined for a playoff spot.
Yeah.
How do we feel about that game? I personally... I love the Texans. Y'all know I've been riding with the Texans this year, but like I also want to see the Broncos just keep winning.
Yeah.
I think the Broncos have everything that just a little bit better than the Texans right now. I think they're going to pressure the shit out of C.J. Stroud. C.J. Stroud hasn't really won a game yet that's had a lot of pressure in a while. I mean, I think maybe that game against the Bengals a couple weeks ago.
Last week was pressure.
But they lost.
He didn't win it, though.
Wait, are you saying about a game that they won?
Yeah. Yeah. So then, like,
a game that he just
yeah, they lost against the Jags. I think that, you know, they lost against the Panthers, number one versus number one. You know, they escaped the Bengals and the Buccaneers, but it's just not a team that I'm really too convinced yet that's going to win a big game like this. But they could also win. I mean, it's C.J. Stroud, man. C.J. Stroud's just throwing it wherever the fuck he wants, and
I'm not ruling him out, and Vegas certainly isn't ruling him out. They're 3.5-point favorites over the Broncos. I do think the Broncos win this, though. Broncos are playing like a team that has gelled. They're playing like a team that has played together for longer than they have. They're buying in, and I thought it was going to take a lot longer for that with the way they started, but they are playing Sean Payton's brand of football all of a sudden, and it's working. So I don't think it stops here. And I don't think Texans are as good as the record is.
I think it goes back to your point and what you said about the Raiders. I think what the Broncos did, where it was just straight up like, if you fucking stink, get out of here. And they did that really early on in the season. Like, Sean Payton was playing no games. Like, if you fucking stink, you're gone. He threatened Russell Wilson with being benched. I think he, you know, Grant, we can say what we want about Sean Payton, but I think he's made the right moves. He's got this team clicking. And he cleaned house when he needed to, which was 3-4 games into the season. So
since then, yeah, he has made the right moves.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they needed to be as bad off the rip for them to make this turnaround.
They did get smacked by, like, 50 points. Yeah, okay. Yeah. You got a point there, yeah. But what are we thinking, Dom?
Yeah, no, I'm excited for the game. Very excited for the game. See how CJ is. We'll see how that defense is. You know, I started Courtland Sutton on my fantasy team, so hopefully Courtland Sutton gets right and doesn't drop touchdowns. But, I'm excited for the game. Big game.
Absolutely, definitely a big game. I think we don't have to talk about the Browns and the Rams again, do we?
No, please don't.
I don't want to. You seem very depressed.
I want to do that to you.
Because we talked about them earlier.
How would you be depressed if Joe Flacco was starting on Sunday?
Oh, yeah. No, bro, if Jalen Hurts went down and I had to deal with fucking Marcus Mariota, yeah, I'd be pretty fucking sad on this
podcast. Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown. Don't forget, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I think we're sitting here next week and we're revisiting the Is Joe Flacco Elite conversation.
I was gonna say, we should have a headline, like, what's gonna be the headline for Monday? And I was gonna say, I think the headline is, can Joe Flacco lead the Browns to a fucking
Super Bowl?
Not Super Bowl, but like,
not Super Bowl, bro.
But a playoff win.
We're recycling one from,
I don't know, 10 years ago,
is Joe Flacco elite? That's going to be a headline if Browns win.
But no, I don't think it's going to be, can Joe Flacco lead this team to the playoffs? I think, though,
if I was a Browns fan, with everything that's going on this year, I'm at least somewhat satisfied that it's Joe Flacco of all fucking people that could be leading this team right now. With everything that's happened, I'm kind of glad it's Joe Flacco. I'm not gonna lie.
He can't move in the pocket, though. It's like
he never could.
But hey, he's gonna throw.
Never stopped him.
But the difference is now.
Stopped him a lot.
And what the Browns haven't experienced yet is that they're gonna have a quarterback that's gonna go 30-for-50, 300 some yards, and he's gonna leave it all on the field, brother.
Bro, I leave both kneecaps, but it's fine. Leave it all out there.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
He might get fucking squashed by Aaron Donald.
I'm just saying, we can't even stop the run now. It's like, and they ran for 200 yards last week, the Rams. So
Kyron Williams looks good.
It's more than just the offense I'm scared about. So defensively, I'm scared. Miles is hurt. Denzel's probably out. Anthony Walker has a hamstring condition.
I don't like sad Dom. Let's go next
game. It's all right. Yeah. So Eagles 49ers. Come on. Get excited. Let's go.
Let's go. I'm excited.
Dilly Philly. Listen. I don't care what anyone says. I got the Eagles winning by more than a touchdown here. I think this is going to be the Eagles show out game. I think Jalen Hurts is going to have a big game against the 49ers. I think the 49ers are going to crumble.
Nah.
I think the Eagles defense is going to look great. Listen, you could call me an Eagles homer, but that's exactly what I am. But I'm going with the 10-1 team here. I think everything is right for the Eagles right now, especially after that win, that big win against the Bills. Jalen Hurts standing in the end zone with his arms out.
Right.
I think the Eagles got – I think they at the very least win, but I think this is going to be a big statement game for the Eagles. But it's funny because if the Eagles lose, it really doesn't fucking matter.
I kind of think it does.
I mean, we have
I think it matters.
We have an easy schedule.
No, it doesn't like figuratively matters, but it matters.
Though. Oh yeah, yeah, no. But I'm saying like if the Eagles like lose, like it's fine. But like I absolutely think the Eagles are gonna stomp the 49ers here.
Yeah, so I don't think they stomp the 49ers. I want the Eagles to win. Let me be. Yeah. I want the Eagles to win. But there's something about a really good football team being an underdog. And I think that the Niners need this win a lot more than Philly does. And I think that Philly defense hasn't been looking the best. Mm-hmm. And I think...
They stopped the run, though. If there's one thing they do, they stop the
run. They stop the run, but it's like...
Even the running back can beat you without running.
Yeah. I'm just afraid. I'm afraid. If I'm a Philly fan, I'm afraid of this game. Okay. I am afraid of this game.
I have the Niners here. So, I want to...
I think the Eagles...
Y'all are haters.
I think the Eagles win, but I am scared. I will not be putting money on the... Like, money Eagles.
I would put money on the Eagles not winning by multiple scores. I'll tell you that right now. That's it. So if you gave me anywhere close to your money on Eagles or on Niners plus 7, I'm taking that and putting the mortgage on it.
Mortgage.
Wow.
But here's the deal.
Wow, we're gonna come back next episode. We won't even see Bill anymore. Bill's gonna have to get his shit back together for the mortgage.
So
he's gonna have to run the corner a couple times for the mortgage.
Mine's crazy.
Yeah, what you gotta do, man.
Mine's crazy.
That's gonna hit. I might have two houses next week. Well, let's find out.
Oh shit!
So
Bill comes on here with a tuxedo.
That's a major shit.
With a tuxedo and everything.
So let's just circle back. The Eagles lose to the Jets mid-October. The next week, they beat Dolphins by 14. I think we can both agree
We beat the shit out, y'all.
Or they beat you. They beat us.
We look bad. We look.
Yes,
we played
he
off.
Look
made
good.
Y'all look bad.
He didn't look good. The Browns didn't look good last year. But
that came down to a late turnover.
We had like
they did whatever they wanted to do.
We don't need to revisit
they
October
did whatever they wanted
15th
to do.
That bad.
DeAndre Swift ran for 100 and whatever yards.
He did. All right, now we got to revisit this game. So,
like,
they scored two late touchdowns.
After that call. Like,
yeah.
And possessions after that call.
Understood, but this is a tie game late in the game. This isn't like they absolutely blew anybody
out.
They played better football.
They played way better football, yes.
Yeah, but all these games you're about to say were one late. Just the Eagles that were clutch.
So that's the thing.
Your point? Okay.
That's kind of what I'm getting at here. Eagles versus Commanders, they had to win late. Eagles versus Cowboys, they had to win late. Eagles versus Chiefs, they had to win late. Eagles versus Bills, they had to win late. You let a San Francisco team hang around like that.
Yeah, I see.
I don't know if it's going to be the same result.
Yeah, I see.
So I've got Niners money line here.
Hey,
I think it's going to come down to something late.
See, how's that feel, bro?
I got the Eagles spread, so it doesn't even matter.
Wow.
I mean, the spread's only, what, 3 points?
I thought it was one.
Oh, my God, the 49ers were the fucking favorite, bro. Like, yeah, I'll take the Eagles spread.
Wait, the Niners are favorite?
Niners minus three.
Where's this game? Philly?
In Philly.
Bro, I'll put the mortgage on Eagles by 3,
I
kind of
like
bro.
The Eagles money line. I kind of like the Eagles money line.
Eagles by 3 is probably, like,
Eagles,
plus 140.
Eagles
I'll put the
dogs?
Mortgage on that.
I like
I'm
that.
Not – I'll say
I don't even got
right
a
now.
Mortgage to put on
I'm
it,
not
bro.
Betting this game. I didn't want to bet
the game either until I seen there are dogs at the crib. A 10-1 team that are underdogs at the crib.
It's
now unreal, I see why you think they're gonna cook them.
They're not cooking it. They're not.
Nah, I don't think they cook them, but I see the logic in it.
But that's what I'm saying, bro. The fans are gonna all be there. It's gonna be loud.
I will take the Eagles plus 3. I actually like that. I like that bet.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Wait, who's the Monday Night Football?
Monday Night Football. We got.
Oh, it's some garbage.
It's Bengals and somebody.
Jags. Yeah.
Who's Sunday?
Browning versus Jaguars.
Sunday night
is the next game I was going to say. So Chiefs and Packers.
That's not bad. I think it should be Niners, but Eagles were just on Monday Night Football. But it should be that.
Oh, yeah. That's a big game. But they didn't want to move that. Yeah. But so Chiefs and Packers are a Sunday night game. I like this game because, like, I think it's both teams need to look good here. The Chiefs, you know, they
agree, but yeah, first time,
yeah. Big game. I think Jordan Love and the Packers, they got something to prove here because they're starting to gain a lot of momentum. I think at least a good game here would do a lot for Green Bay, win or lose. And then the Chiefs, they got to win. Like, they're going for the number one seed at this point. The rest of their schedule is easy. I think they got to start putting together some, not just wins, but some good wins. Let teams be scared of them, because I think if they go into the playoffs right now and a team isn't scared to face the Chiefs, I think a team will rock the Chiefs. I think if they face a team that's just going in there not giving a fuck, like, I can see them losing to the Ravens. I can see them losing to the Dolphins. I think they can beat the Jaguars still, unless the Jaguars come in there with some fucking chip on their shoulder. But I don't know, man. I mean, it's a team like the Browns that have nothing to lose. I can see them rocking the Chiefs out of nowhere.
That's the thing, man. So,
but it's Patrick Mahomes, so I don't know. What the hell do I know?
So that's what's weird about it. This doesn't feel like it's Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
It's that Chiefs defense.
Yeah. Chiefs defense
that I'm worried about.
Drops and
it looked good last week. Chiefs offense looked good last week.
By all means, I'm not.
Yeah, Rice had 100 yards.
Of those, I'm not like,
Pacheco looked
cool,
good. Rasheed Rice looked good.
Yeah.
They were down 14-0. They came back 31-17.
And they've got Travis Kelce.
They got, like, Kelce.
They've got.
It looked like they kind of figured out some mojo over there.
Some of it. But still, that's not the unit that's going to win them.
I feel you, gang.
Playoff games, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I think that's a good segue into one of our rankings. If you were to rank the top five teams. And now, this isn't just a power ranking for where everybody stands now, but for who you think could actually win the Super Bowl, where do you go with this?
I had a different order.
Yeah? You had them, like, right here, right now?
No, I
have it. I have it.
Go for it.
Yeah, so I have CMC as one.
Non-quarterback.
Oh, you just... So this is where it got weird.
Wait, non-quarterback?
You guys want to just touch
ranking the teams.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to do teams?
First.
Cool. Oh,
I thought it was a good segue.
Okay, my fault. That's a good point. We fucked up that segue hard.
Yeah, no. No, we're good.
Because that's what threw me off. And then he says,
so it's top five teams that, like I said, it's not the power rankings right now.
Yeah, top five
teams. It's top five teams that you think can win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So I got the Eagles one.
Okay.
I got the Chiefs at two.
Okay.
I got the Niners at three.
All right.
I got the Ravens at four.
Okay.
Yeah, I have the Dolphins here. I do have the Dolphins. Okay. But, I can see the Jaguars beating the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah.
And for some odd reason, I think the Lions could beat the Dolphins, but that doesn't mean that I think the Lions win the Super Bowl. But I think the Jaguars could potentially win the Super Bowl. Potentially.
Okay.
Cowboys too. 1,000. I'm bugging. Cowboys.
I'll take Lions beating the Dolphins in the Super Bowl. I got no problem with that because I put money on that being the Super Bowl matchup.
Okay.
And I feel like I already got what I came for if I win that bet
right.
Compared to getting my Dolphins Super Bowl.
I think the Cowboys are playing better football right now than the Dolphins. So
I agree with that.
So they play.
I got a similar ranking to you, except I got the Eagles number one, which we had the same. But I got the 49ers at number two. I think if the Eagles, for whatever reason, lose, or they lose to the 49ers, I think the 49ers are just taking the whole NFC.
Vibes.
I got three. I got the Ravens. I think they're going to be the best team out of the AFC just because, like, they got injuries on their offense, but I really love their defense. And if Lamar's going to go in there healthy, and they got Zay Flowers, who's doing a bit better, they got Odell, who's starting to get comfortable, I still like their offense. I think they can beat any team in the AFC. I got the Chiefs just because, I mean, you had them as the best AFC team. You also had them second. You can't count out Patrick Mahomes, so that's why I still have them here.
Right.
And I also got the Dolphins at fifth because it looks like the Dolphins are going to get there healthy. And I think if they get there healthy, they can hang 30 on anybody.
Yeah.
And I think that's winnable for any game that they play.
Yeah.
There could be they could literally go in any given game and Tyreek Hill could give you 100 plus yards. Waddle gives you 60 plus yards. Tua throws 300, and that's a win.
Here's the thing, like, does their, but what they do, does it travel?
We'll find out.
I don't think. We do know though. Travel to Philly.
Yeah.
It didn't travel to Germany. Who else did lose to?
Bills.
Bills, but they didn't travel. Didn't travel to Buffalo.
Right.
Who else did lose to?
So and I know
so
I.
So that's what I'm saying. Like big games and the lights are as brightest, fucking freezing your ass. What is it gonna look like? So, and Jalen Phillips is a big, big, big piece.
That hurts.
They already don't have that much pressure coming in.
Yeah.
And with him being gone, even adds more of a, like, yeah, that's tough.
Are we really going to bank on Jason Pierre-Paul here to save the day? Right?
He think I have eight fingers.
So, he's going to cowbunga his ass right short of quarterback.
He got cow hands.
I'm gonna have to bleep that out. That is one of the funniest things you've ever fucking said.
Yes, bro.
So for my five, I got Eagles at one as well. I got Chiefs at two. We talked about that pretty recently, so I'm not gonna dive too deep in, but they're both great teams. 49ers at three. I think they are complete. I think they belong right in that conversation. Yeah. I do have actually Cowboys at four.
No, brother.
So, for all the reasons I said, I think De'Ron Bland is what has created this turnaround in my belief for the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
I think suddenly they've got an identity on defense. They might be able to ride that alone. Like, one giant play like that can turn around a huge game. And guys they go up against, the Purdy's, the Hurts of the world, they can make those mistakes when they're trying to get a 50-50 ball into the hands of one of their elite receivers.
Yeah.
Those 50-50 balls aren't 50-50 balls against most teams. It's like 80-20 balls when Lamb and Brown go up and get it. Against Bland, it's a 50-50 ball this year. And he's been taking it to the house, so he's the one that comes down with it just as much as Lamb and Brown have. So I think that could turn the game around entirely. And I've got Dolphins at five. I'm torn here. I kind of
want... You don't got the Ravens at all?
That's the thing. I kind of want the Ravens above the Dolphins, but Lamar has not shown the ability to put together several playoff games in a row. He's looked good in one occasionally and then bad in the next. And they
one playoff game.
They seem to figure him out when it comes to playoff time. So... I just don't know about that.
I think it's different this year. I think his arm, like that take.
His throwing
is way better this year. I think that's the difference.
I don't like that take, though.
His throwing is better, and he's rushing
it's
less.
It's a completely different offense.
It is.
It's a completely different play caller.
But I don't know how it's going to translate in the playoffs. Nobody does.
How do we know with Tua? We don't know nothing with Tua.
Yeah, he's never
I don't think that they go into Baltimore. They have absolutely zero chance going into Baltimore and winning that game.
You know why I like the Dolphins in the playoffs? It's because I saw Mike McDaniel almost take Skylar Thompson into Buffalo.
Again, against a stinky Bill. Like, the Bills were playing bad football towards that end of the
I understand.
End stretch last year.
It was Skylar Thompson, though.
I get
now,
it.
My thing with the Ravens is exactly what I pointed out last year, where... who the fuck is their backup's name again?
Tyler Huntley.
So, they brought Huntley in... With that amazing defense,
correct.
I almost took down Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
And the reason
the same Joe Burrow and the Bengals that went in and slapped the shit out of the Bills the very next week. So that could have put the Ravens up against the Chiefs for the AFC last year. And I think if Lamar Jackson was healthy, they could have beaten the Chiefs because that defense was very, very stellar. And it's very, very stellar this year. So... I love the Ravens out the AFC, man. You put a healthy Lamar in there, it's gonna be a game changer. I think.
Yeah.
Lamar's older now. I think he's throwing the ball way better. That was the difference.
Yeah.
Like, I agree with you. We haven't seen anything out of him in the playoffs, but that's because when he goes to the playoffs, like,
he's been there two times.
Three times, I believe. But they've been using him based on his legs in the playoffs, and I think with them using his arms and then using his legs as actually like a secondary weapon, I think they're going to beat a... I could see him in the Super Bowl, bro. Like, I could see it.
In four playoff games, he's got three touchdowns, five interceptions. So, he's only played four games, been there three times, has one win. So, he just hasn't been good in the playoffs. And
mind you, a lot of those interceptions came in one game.
Yeah, that's true, too. But
a game he a lot threw, of those like, touchdowns. Fit, he probably threw like one he game threw 50 passes for whatever fucking reason in that game.
Right.
I believe it was either against the Chiefs or the Bills.
So, again, the reason I like the Dolphins, though, better is because I think Mike McDaniel does keep some stuff up his sleeve. And I think he is the smartest coach in the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's the best coach, but I think he is the smartest one, and he can find a way to get that team to score points.
I don't think he's smarter than Doug Peterson.
Get out of here.
What?
It's close on Andy
Doug Reed. Peterson won a whole Super Bowl on his smarts.
He won it on crackhead energy.
All right.
That's different than smarts. But ultimately, it's close. I think the Dolphins and Ravens are close.
That was a good short-worthy response, though. I respect it. He's like, get out of here. All right. Okay. So give us your ranking on the top five teams the top five non-quarterback players this year.
So we start at number five?
Yeah.
This one, almost out of left field, but when you look at what he's doing, it's absolutely crazy. I got Mike Evans at number five.
Okay.
It's... Mike Evans has been balling out.
His contract year is not leading to enough wins. Yeah.
Mike Evans is a monster.
I see it, yeah.
And I will say, I forgot to include defense in this, so it probably should be Myles Garrett, but I'm sticking with Mike Evans.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll pick my five?
Oh, no. Go with your five.
Number four, I got Keenan Allen. I definitely got a lot of wide receivers here. Keenan Allen in his age 45 season is going off again on a losing team right now, but he is he's shining brightly on an absolutely terrible Chargers team. Number three, I've got AJ Brown.
Okay.
At times, he has completely imposed his will on defending teams. It's been absurd when he takes over a game, and he's absolutely unstoppable. And if that happens, that can absolutely make a playoff game into a non-competition.
Right.
Number two, I've got CMC.
He
looks good. That's it. He's doing everything he always does.
And then you got Tyreek.
And I got Tyreek.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's self-explanatory type of thing, Tyreek. Yeah. All right. Yeah, so I have CMC first, Tyreek second, Myles Garrett third. Somehow I have Miles here for a second.
Again. Third and fourth.
Third and fourth. I have Miles, third.
Oh, okay.
Fourth, Miles Garrett. No, I have Max Crosby.
Oh, yeah.
Four.
Yeah, he's,
I have
okay.
Max
Crosby, he's been doing four. His thing. All right, whatever.
And cool. I have, it's like CeeDee Lamb / A.J. Brown / I like what Amon-Ra's been doing this year as well.
Honorable mention T.J. Watt. He's not on my top five either.
Yeah.
Lamb was my fifth before I took him out for Evans. Yeah. I just had to give old boy a shout. Yeah,
that's ridiculous. Sam Laporta's having a better, like, not better year, but like
more like, impactful.
I think more impactful for his team. And Amon-Ra. Yeah. Amon-Ra's having a better year than Mike Evans.
So number five. Number five, I got A.J. Brown. I think A.J. Brown, like we said in the beginning when we gave our wide receiver rankings, I think A.J. Brown wasn't in ours, or he might have snuck into yours, I believe.
Yeah.
But we said easily he can be top five by the end of the year. I think he's achieved that. I think the dude's a beast. He's definitely number five. I got Micah Parsons number four. I just think, like, he does everything that doesn't fill the stat sheet this year.
Right.
You know, he has his sacks, has, you know, those stats, but it's all the advanced stats that you would love to see is what Micah Parsons is thriving in. He's a big leader on that defense. I got Myles Garrett number three. I think I love that Myles Garrett is pushing through the injury. Yeah. Only reason is because he's having such a sensational year leading that defense that I want to see it. I want to see the full product so that we can.
That's what I want to
look at. It's a season we can look back on and be like, wow, you know,
that was wild.
Yeah,
it's fun to watch.
Number two, I got Tyreek Hill, and number one, I got CMC. Reason being is because, you know, Tyreek Hill record breaking season, but like CMC, I think like you take him away from the 49ers, and we're probably looking at a different season from the 49ers. Like I'll just flat out say it. They got the talent, but CMC has been much more than a cherry on top of the cake.
Yeah, I think you say the same about Tyreek Hill. I love my team. I love a lot of the talent that's on that team. But if you're looking at Jalen Waddle as your wide receiver one, then I don't know, man. Whereas if you're looking at Elijah Mitchell as your running back one,
yeah,
with George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, Brock Purdy,
that's fair.
I think that 49ers team is still at least close to what they are. Dolphins, I don't know if they're that close.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair. All right, so give us Bill's block.
So Bill's block. Redeem myself a little bit here. Feeling good about Bill's block. Last week, cut it real close. If you were in a double up, you hit. If you were in a 50-50, you didn't. So ultimately, not the proudest moment, but some people still made money on it. So this one, it's going to be a lot better. We're putting our faith in Russell Wilson against the Texans at the quarterback position. Houston's got a bottom five defense against the quarterback on the year. A little bit better in spurts, but Russell Wilson's been a lot better. I actually like him for fantasy the rest of the way out. If he's available in your league, pick him up. For running back, going chalky here, taking Zach Moss. He's available at a huge discount.
He is.
He's priced at not a starting running back price, and you saw what he did as a starting running back earlier on in the season. He was looking like a league winner before Jonathan Taylor actually signed the contract. And then I've got Bijan Robinson, which I'll preach again, has gotten 100% of his red zone carries for the Atlanta Falcons over the past 2 weeks. He's going up against Jets defense, who are dead last in the league against running back on the year and have given up 7 more points than average over the past 4 weeks. Brandon Ayuk is my wide receiver one going up against the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles have given up a lot of points to wide receivers, and Brandon Ayuk has looked as a certified wide receiver one this year. I've got Cortland Sutton, who I'm pairing up with Russell Wilson. I do like Sutton's odds here, and you know Dom's trusting him on his fantasy team, so we're both going up on a hope and a prayer for Cortland Sutton. Okay. But ultimately, he's played well this year. Greg Dortch from the Arizona Cardinals. This we had to go a little bit on a budget here for all the money we spent on Bijan, Ayuk, and ultimately quarterback in the flex that I'm about to name. But Greg Dortch has been on the field for 75% of the snaps all of a sudden over the past 2 weeks, where he hadn't topped 20% in any week prior to that. This year, he's had 10 points or more in both of those games. So 10 points would absolutely pay the bills for Greg Dortch's price point. I've got Dalton Schultz in. I did want to run it back on the Houston side of the ball just a little bit, and Denver's brutal against tight end, not in a good way. So I like Dalton Schultz odds to find the end zone here. CJ Stroud is definitely like the reliable old tight end, so I like Schultz here a lot. I've got Devon Achane. As long as he is starting, this is something you do have to check on, because as of right now, on a Wednesday night, we do not know this for certain. But I believe Achane was healthy enough to return to the game he got hurt in. I believe Mike McDaniel just didn't need him against the Jets, so didn't make him active. And then ultimately, he doesn't really need him against Washington either. So that said, I don't know if he's going to be active. If he is, it means he's fully healthy and he's ready to go off. So I like Devon Achane here. You're getting him at a discount compared to what he's done in the past when he did complete a game. But 7,400 still isn't cheap. It would more than pay the bills if finds end zone twice like he has every game he started. And then I've got the Miami Dolphins defense going up against Sam Howell, who's going to sling the ball a lot. Jalen Ramsey come down with a bunch of picks. That offensive line is bad. Miami Dolphins have stepped it up with getting sacks. Even without Phillips on the field last week, for most of the game, they still ended up with 7 sacks last week. So Dolphins defense, highest price point, but easy choice for me. That wraps up Bill's block.
Let's go.
Bill's block. Let's ride. Now, all right. So 5 wins and 5 TDs, and then let's get the hell out of here. So your boy here, I went 4-1 last week, got all 5 of my touchdowns. I didn't bet on any of that shit to happen. But here's the records above our heads. I'm 28-12 now with 14 touchdowns. Dom fell to 17-23 with 19 touchdowns, though. Yeah, and then Bill is 26-14 with 16 touchdowns. So Dom has to come back here. But I'm going to go first, as usual. So what I'm about to do is pull up the teams here. All right, so I got the Lions beating the Saints. I think the line is only close because the Lions have kind of sputtered here the last 2 weeks. I think they're going to get back on track with a big win against the Saints here.
I got to double check these odds.
Yeah, I mean, they're -4.
-4?
-4. That's where they're at. I got the Eagles over the 49ers. The 49ers are actually favorites there.
Hold on.
Lions are -200, though.
Yeah, on the dot.
-200 is fine.
Yeah.
I was going to say on the dot.
Yeah. Copy. So, yeah, I got the Lions at first there. I got the Eagles in a win against the 49ers. Yeah, I'm going to risk one of my things here for it. I got the Rams over the Browns just because the Browns, they're too injured. I think the Rams got a lot of momentum coming in this game. They're very hungry. I think they're going to pull out the win. I got the Titans over the Colts. I just think the Colts' luck ends here. I think they're going to start losing games. They lost Jonathan Taylor. And I got the Broncos. I got the Broncos over the Texans. You know, I'm fine with whoever wins the game, but I think the Broncos have a smooth team going here. I hope they don't embarrass us because we're starting to believe in the Broncos, but let's ride.
Okay. Me? Okay. I have the Texans.
Okay.
I like Denver too.
That's fine. I saw your second one. I was like, damn, we're
Texans. I like the Colts.
Oh fuck.
You have the Titans?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's no shot they win that game.
I don't know.
They're bad. But
I don't know. We'll see.
Colts
are bad too.
I have the Eagles. Did you watch the Colts? They got a winning record,
but like,
do you watch the Colts? Did you not watch them against the Bucks? Against your Bucks? They looked good.
My Bucks?
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know.
They looked good on Sunday.
We'll see.
Okay. Copy.
We'll see.
Eagles. I got the Eagles.
Let's go. Fly, Eagles, fly.
I got the Browns because fuck it. And I got the Pats.
Wow.
I just don't think Brandon Staley and Justin Herbert going to Foxborough win. I just don't see it.
I feel like they.
I don't think the other eight teams do either going into the year, but everybody does so far.
Yeah. Literally. No, except Buffalo.
Dobbs trying to
except
dig
for
a,
Buffalo. Right. That's what I'm trying to say.
Dobbs trying to like dig a grave here. He's already 17-23. Let's see if the risk
and he's picking up
his reward.
So I've got 3 plus money underdog teams in my 5 this week. I've got the Denver Broncos. Which I talked about a bunch already. I've got the Philadelphia Eagles just because I can't actually lose that ground. I don't know if they're going to win. But for this contest, you're damn right they're going to win. And I've got the Cleveland Browns as well.
Let's go. The non-hater.
Yep. And I've got the Colts. I think Titans are garbage. So I'm with you there. And I bet the Lions when they were -198.
Love it.
So, actually under 200 when I caught them.
I love it.
Yeah, the Lions are just too hard to pass up.
I want to know, like, what changes between, like, -198 and -200? Like, I want to know what just changed.
Yeah, I don't know.
Over the course of this is locked in, let's see, 5:17 p.m. yesterday.
So over a day they've gained, yeah, whatever.
They're looking a little bit more likely, so it looks like it was the right call so far.
All right, so for touchdowns, I got Tony Pollard. I mean, I think he's, what, you said he scored the last 2 weeks. I think he'll score again. I think he's just going to keep scoring. I mean, this is who he is. He's a good running back. I got Jalen Waddle for the Dolphins here this week. You could take the low hanging fruit with Tyreek Hill, but against the Commander, I think they'll both score.
Yeah,
so,
that's the thing. I think everybody's gonna score.
Yeah, so I got Jalen Waddle here, and I think the Dolphins are gonna try throwing to him a lot more, trying to get him really, really warm for the playoffs. I got Cooper Kupp. I think what's gonna happen is if the Rams are gonna beat the Browns, I think it's gonna be because Matthew Stafford like literally spams the ball to Cooper Kupp. Because we know nobody can guard him. So the Browns having a good defense, I think Matthew Stafford is going to like just spam the ball to Cooper Kupp. And that's the only logic I have behind that. I got Amonra. I think the Lions, I would take the first touchdown scored to be him as well. They do that a lot this year. And I got Travis Etienne against the Bengals.
Yeah, I like that.
I think he's had tough last couple games. I think they'll use this as a game to get him back.
Like, I like him to get two touchdowns in the game.
I expect him to have 20 rushes, maybe 25. We'll see.
I like Zach Moss. Anytime touchdown.
Yeah.
I love Zach Moss. I love Baker this week. Revenge game big. So I got Mike Evans anytime touchdown.
I thought you were going to take Baker on the rush. I'm like, damn, you saw what happened last week.
I got Debo.
Okay.
I got Debo this week. Just because Eagles just let niggas... Eagles just let people score all the time. So, respectfully. Yeah, I told you I have the Eagles winning. So
Okay, cool.
I'm not a hater like you.
Wow.
I got Kyron Williams. Now that's a person who like will actually score on the Browns.
That's fair.
And I got Swift.
DeAndre. Taylor Swift.
Yep. Oh.
For the Chiefs.
Yeah. I got T Swift for the Chiefs.
But
Cleveland doesn't give up points to anybody but opposing defenses. That's really it. Like compared to the averages. So
say it again.
They're giving up below average points to quarterbacks. This is a fantasy resource I use. It's called the Harris Index. I absolutely love it. This has made me a lot of money over the years. Harris Index takes a look at the average that everyone has allowed to a position compared to what that position has scored against everybody else.
Okay. I like that.
So it's more relevant. So the easiest way to look at it is like if you got a defense that has over the past 4 weeks faced a tight end gauntlet of like Gerald Everett, Hunter Henry, and people like that. And then you have one that faced Mark Andrews, Travis Kelce, people like that. Then obviously this one's going to give up a lot less points than this one. Even if this one gives up a touchdown Gerald Everett and a touchdown Hunter Henry, and this one ends up holding Travis Kelce to half of his average, this one's still giving up more points. But this one still did better against those guys. So this is a great resource because it locks in on people that actually defend well rather than just total points allowed. This has Cleveland as giving 5 points below average on quarterbacks and 2 points below average on literally everything else, which is a pretty big deviation compared to everybody else. So I'm not touching any Rams. Cooper Kupp might have 10 catches.
I don't want you to touch Rams anyway.
Cooper Kupp might have 10 catches for 60 yards. Kyron Williams might average 4 yards a carry. He's not finding the end zone to me. So my touchdowns, I've got Sam Laporta versus the Saints. Saints give up a ton to the tight end and not really to any other position. They don't give up much wide receivers, so I'm off of Monra this week. I got Tyreek Hill versus Commanders. We already talked about it a bit. I've got A.J. Brown and Brandon Ayuk against each other, essentially. I think that game's got shootout potential, and those are two guys that can definitely do it. Both teams vulnerable against wide receiver. I got Bijan versus the Jets.
Right, and
that's it.
All right, so yeah, with that being said, that's another episode in the books. make sure you guys like, subscribe, share, sell your souls, get on the train. Shout out to everybody that's watching. We have a giveaway, by the way, for those that didn't watch the baseball episode, but you're watching this deep, and you love us so much. So basically, how you got to do is you just like an episode, you send us a screenshot where you liked an episode, you commented, and you're also subscribed. And then you also, that's three entries. You can get a fourth entry by subscribing to any of our other social medias. But if you subscribe to them all, it'll be 8 entries in total. So make sure you get in on that. It's a MLB jersey, a hat of your choosing with any team's logo, a $60 PSN gift card. And also, if you guys care out there, the fourth prize is that you get to write your own episode of the podcast and be on it as well.
Yes, sir.
But if you don't like that, we'll just give you a $20 PSN card because fuck you too. But no, I'm kidding. But with that being said, you know, make sure you guys get in tune. We got a lot of good shit ready for this. We want you with us, so tune in and have a good day or night or whatever.
Gang.
Well, let's all do it at the same time, right?
Nah.
All right.